get cars coming back from, you know, financial hits and losses during the pandemic. Check them out.
Hey, Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents causing problems this afternoon. Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael Road. That's got a lot of congestion around I-85 right around that accident. Also, 65 northbound just before the Northern Boulevard. We've got an accident against the center divider. You'll need to be in the right lanes to get past it. Traffic's backed up to Fairview Avenue on 65 northbound and on 85 southbound to South Union Street. Folks trying to merge. We're very busy everywhere else around the city. Shopping's festive at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available. 551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Hello, Montgomery. Get WOW super fast internet for less than the other guys. Starting at just $29.99 per month, WOW has the speed. Go online to learn how to get $150 on us. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
And now, a star is born. On April 2nd, 1914, the world welcomed little baby Sir Alec Guinness. When his mom was pushing out the future Obi-Wan Kenobi, she heard a strange voice in her head.
Use the Force, Mom.
Sir Alec Guinness, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Capitol Police officer has been killed after a man rammed his car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol and then emerged wielding a knife. The suspect died at a hospital. Police identified the slain officer as William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran who was a member of the department's first responders unit. Authorities said the attack did not appear to be related to terrorism. The crash and shooting happened at a security checkpoint near the Capitol as Congress is on recess. Add travel to the activities vaccinated Americans can safely enjoy again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance Friday to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting a COVID-19 test or going into quarantine. No Wall Street numbers because of the Good Friday commemoration today. More details at srnnews.com.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
There's no escaping the news today, friends. I'm telling you. I'm checking different sites. I'm trying to find, what are they showing a tweet from a crazy old Cortex? Who cares what she thinks? She's a phony and a liar and a communist and an ass.
Probably a bad bartender, too.
Well, she said she only made $29,000 bartending in New York.
Yeah, she was a bad bartender.
Or a liar on her taxes.
Yeah.
More likely that.
Yeah.
And that qualifies her to be one of the top spokespeople for our future. She thinks spending $3 trillion isn't enough. She wants to spend $10 trillion. Now, where's all that going to go? When we looked at that $2 trillion stimulus bill, I think the math on it, we divided up if all 340 million legal Americans got that equally, it would amount to almost $6,000 a person. So by extrapolation, if we took $10 trillion and split it among Americans, that would be five times six, or almost $30,000 a piece.
Wow.
I could use that.
Yeah. Everybody could.
It's 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. I know. We're going to speak to a friend who always makes us smile here in a moment. But first, let's hear our favorite shirtless weatherman.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go again. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, tonight will be very cold with clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 34 with more patchy frost. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as today, with a high temperature in the upper 60s, more sunshine. That's still well below normal. Easter Sunday looking just about perfect. High temperature up to about 74 with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
You could sell your vehicle on your own. Allow strangers to come by for a test drive, spend countless hours listing it, taking calls, responding to emails, and still not get anywhere. Or you can make the smart choice and jump on pigbuys.com, input your vehicle information, and get a purchase offer in less than 30 minutes. And did I mention you could leave with money in hand today? I'm not sure about you, but that seems pretty simple and smart to me. Test drive the new way to sell your vehicle at pigbuys.com. Pigbuys, we pay the bacon.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
On the phone, but I wanted to hear this first. On Happy Hour 513.
I'm waiting for a visit from a giant bunny. He's coming on Easter, bringing jelly beans to me. He's got big floppy ears. His tail is so fluffy, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. And that big bunny is a real hungry dude, so I'll leave him lettuce and carrots as rabbit food. They'll fill my basket with peeps and chocolate too, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. Hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. He'll put them in the plants, Lance. Under the bed, Ned. Hide them behind a chair, Claire. That Easter Bunny. Couch in the den, Glenn. Hiding eggs in the kitchen. They're under your seat, Pete. That Easter Bunny.
And stop the yelling, Jay Quellen. Just trying to roll with the song. Because she is on the phone with us, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
How's it going?
Oh.
Greg's inconsolable.
Oh, it is.
Why? What's happened?
Well, first of all, they ruined my favorite baseball show by putting a dame on it.
Well,
all right, well,
but he has nothing against women.
No, it's no. Okay, Toots.
Either in broadcasting, baseball, or in general.
No, it was obviously this is another woke moment for Major League Baseball, but then they quadrupled down on that stupidity by announcing they're taking the All-Star game away from Atlanta this summer because of the voter law there. And I said, I knew they were going to do this, and I said, I'm done. If they politicize my beloved sport, I'm done. And they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And the anger and rage from people who love the sport is very palpable. And I have a feeling that baseball is going to pay a steep price for this. They made a big mistake tonight. So we choose not to get involved in local politics. Thank you. We appreciate opinions on both sides. Get lost. Something, but no. So I wrote, check this out. I didn't have my my legal dictionary handy, so I couldn't call him an ipso fathead or anything like that. But I I told Commissioner Rob Manfred, you are a coward. I can't think of a single more destructive act, including the 1919 White Sox, that anyone in baseball history has committed than your decision to buy a lie and politicize my beloved sport.
Yeah, like what does baseball have to do with Georgia's laws?
The shrieking professional pissers and moaners in America, they're just like Delta and Coke and everybody else. They target somebody, they make their lives a holy hell at the switchboard, so they they acquiesce and back down, and every time they do that, that just emboldens them to the next step, and today they took it.
But guess...
We're not gonna take it.
Yeah.
Get them.
But we have guess it. Who's crying the loudest now and making a big stink over it, saying, please do not boycott Atlanta, Stacey Abrams.
Not her.
Oh.
Stacey Abrams?
You can't have it both ways, baby.
No, Stacey. Cancel.
Who never met a buffet she couldn't finish.
So, yeah, happy Good Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I touched two
children. What Stacey Abrams
math.
Sounds like when she walks? Her ass is so fat and claps. It makes that sound.
I'm going to light a candle for you, Greg.
She needs several candles.
I'm going to light a candle for you, Greg, because you're like really upset about this. I feel like you need some peace.
I did get vaccinated today.
I'm proud of you.
You look good, man.
Well, yeah, and no.
How you feeling?
Fine. No, I. Okay. You light the candle for my broken heart.
Yeah,
I will. I know that you're heartbroken over this, as you should be. It's going to take some time to heal, but you know.
We just waited through a long winter.
I know.
And the resumption of our favorite game, and that, by the way, would include your favorite shirtless weatherman.
I know. Rich is probably all bent out of shape about this, and very emotionally, just in a sense of turmoil. And I hate to hear that because he's such a precious little spirit.
Yes.
I hate to hear that he is distraught.
Oh.
And I have to bake him a cake.
Adorable.
And some cookies.
I get a candle, he gets the cake.
Yeah, man, what happened to the cookies?
Well, I mean, if you want a cake, Greg, I'll bake you a cake. I mean, I can bake a cake. You should be down here in South Florida with us right now. I've got a little cherry cube board going. I'm making some fresh pan-seared mahi tonight with some roasted vegetables.
Did he catch it?
No, I went to Seafood World and bought it. Oh. But nevertheless, like, I paid for it, so it's mine.
Right? Yeah.
Of course it is.
Well, you know, I mean, the hubby's got the fishing trip. I figured he might, you know.
Let me tell you who the angler of the family is, okay?
Oh.
Speaking of, so Sunday is my sweet Jared's birthday. I'm taking him fishing tomorrow at the pier.
Ooh. At Deerfield Pier?
Deerfield. I'm going to show him how it's done. And then I'm going to take him for a nice little lunch at Aruba's.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a nice little day. And then, you know, I don't know. Might take him some canal fishing because sometimes you got to do a little fresh washer down here. He likes it.
Oh, there's a lot. I used to take Janelle. I bought her a Mickey Mouse fishing pole when she was about 4. And we used to, we went to the canal in our neighborhood, and there were, you know, there's little fish in there.
There's fish in there. There's some big fish in there. There's also some other critters, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, that's
right. Like the wild, wild west down here. I've already, like, warned Jared, like, never turn your back on the body of water down here because you never know what's in it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, yeah, so I've got that tomorrow, and then, you know, Sunday is Resurrection Day, so we'll be going to Mass, and then of course I've got to do a little Easter egg action with the Easter bunny's gonna stop by, and you guys should see the massive amount of Easter baskets that my parents have procured for my children, because you know they don't have one, there's like six.
I want to text you a photo. A certain goose received her Easter basket last night.
Oh, yes. Send me.
Prepared here, and she loved it. And
speaking of pictures.
Yes?
I love that picture you sent me of Goose the other day with all that flour all over her face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I told you that one of my favorite things when she was little, plop her on the counter. We're going to make cookies. And I don't care how much debris we scatter over the counter. I can clean that up with a big bath towel in 5 minutes. We're going to have a good time.
It was so adorable.
You should have seen the pictures of me from that.
I bet. She had flour all over her face and in her hair and everywhere. It was just precious.
It was the best time. The best time. Cool.
Now that I'm down here, I haven't forgotten. I'll be looking for the little Bo Peep costume outfit.
Woo!
Picture while I'm down here.
Thank you.
I was able to find me dressed as a cow, but I can't find the little Bo Peep, so I'm going to have to actually pull out the picture.
As long as you got the cow outfit from the same place you got Bo Peep from.
There are so many costume pictures of me, it's actually quite embarrassing. Like, I have, like, me as, like, a Swedish girl on the It's a Small World ride made out of beer cans in college. Like, it was intense, you guys. Like, there's so many memories.
I just texted you a picture of my grand dog with the bunny that came in the basket.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling...
With all kinds of
other... Oh, my goodness. My mom just barged in. They just had to use Adam's drugs butt paste on Lola.
Oh.
Miracle worker.
That's where I got vaccinated today. Adam's drugs right up the street.
Well, even the big D, Darlene, knows about Adam's drugs butt paste down here in the sunny South Florida.
And by the way, I mentioned to my buddy Jim Smith that you were the one that launched the butt paste revolution.
What do you say about it?
I hope that he's selling out of the butt paste.
Oh, they're selling
at record amount.
Oh, believe me. And again, in case you're not in on the butt paste revolution, it's a product that Adams Drugs is their brand, and it will tame a raging diaper rash
or ant bites.
Well, yeah, no, it fixes a lot of things, dry skin and so forth. But when I got bit by fire ants, and I mean not one or two, I got swarmed on my right foot. After I brushed them all off, I came running up here. It was the only thing I could think of. And within two or 3 minutes, and I had no swelling, no pain, no itching, none of that stuff.
Somebody mentioned to me that it also, obviously we're not giving any medical advice. We are not physicians. Please seek medical attention. Should you have anything that requires, you know, an actual doctor's opinion. But somebody put it on shingles. And said that it gave them relief from shingles.
Wow.
And I would have never, I've never had shingles, but I hear it's extremely painful.
Oh, it is. In fact, Rich had them when he was very young, and he describes that with real angst.
So I'm throwing a baby shower next weekend in Nashville, and I'm going to be stopping into Adams to buy, because that's my go-to baby shower gift, like, I mean, I get more than just the butt paste, but, you know, I give it to my family members all over the country because they don't have the Adams butt paste, you know, where they live. So I'll be getting, like, I get, like, two or three jars of it and give it out for new moms because it's amazing.
Yeah.
That is a great idea, but I think I may give it out as, party favors at my birthday party.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's a gold prize right there, man.
I mean, I can make cute little gift tags for you that say something clever.
I know.
You may need some this afternoon, Greg.
Oh, yeah, you little chap.
You may need.
What? I don't think they
come. Rosie, say in your butt bra, Greg.
I don't think it comes in suppository form.
We get you a 5-gallon bucket and you can sit in it.
It soothes what ails you.
Yeah.
I've had...
Home and put on some Adams, take a nice hot bath, and call it a day.
Well, you know, you were the medicine I thought you would be. I want you and Jared to have a fabulous birthday with him tomorrow and great mahi-mahi, and Easter's going to be so much fun, you know that.
Absolutely. I'll send you guys some pics. We just dyed our first Easter eggs.
Oh, we're doing that, too. Are you doing it the old-fashioned way with the vinegar and all that?
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Mom over here is like, no, let me do it. No.
I keep waiting for her to say, hey, Greg, you've already passed your quotient of stupid questions in one call.
Like, yeah. But so, but I will send you guys pictures. I'm like, yeah, Greg, of course I did it the right way. I'm gonna try to do the shaving cream with the food coloring one tomorrow. Because, I mean, you guys know I can't dye eggs just once. I'm that extra. You know what I mean? I'm always
that much. Extravaganza.
It's excellent over here.
Yeah.
How's Lola doing?
All right, guys. She's wonderful. Oh, yeah. So she had a horrible ear infection, and she's so much better now. Thank you for asking. Good. That's why you guys haven't heard from me in the last couple of days. We've been dealing with a screaming little baby, but she's fine now. She's
perfect. That's so sad because you feel so powerless.
Yeah, we're on the amoxicillin and on the mend, so she's doing much better. Yesterday and today, she's kind of turned a corner. So.
Good.
Glad to hear it. Well, again, enjoy the weekend, and when are you going to be back in town?
We're driving back on Monday, so I'll be back Monday afternoon.
Call us from the road.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear from you.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
Happy Easter.
Well, that did help.
Yeah. You look good, man. Look better than before.
We got a problem with this phone.
Well, it's line one. Line one.
Well, at least it worked.
There's a lot of snap, crackle, and pop. No, it happened this morning.
Oh, did it?
So the phone issue is not fixed, and I will bring that to the attention of the proper people later. Of course, it'll be ignored, but I'm going to still do it.
At least it's working, right?
Because then when it finally gets to the point where they have to do this, they'll say, why didn't you tell us? And I'll be able to say, see this email I sent on the 2nd? Let's talk about a company that can help a company mind its own business. The most successful people are those that don't waste tons of time micromanaging, checking up, investigating. You turn a situation like that over to Darden Communications Consultants Incorporated and let them help you mind your own business. They have the technologies to help any business, especially those that have a fleet of vehicles, people who are out on site doing construction, whatever the work happens to be, to help at the end of the day with just a couple of clicks account for where everybody's been, how long they were there, how efficiently business was conducted at the end of the day, allowing the business owner to make tweaks that will help them avoid future mistakes, including how are they driving my vehicles? Are they behaving and minding the rules of the road? That all matters. You know, you pay the premiums to insure your vehicles. You want to make sure they're being driven responsibly. That way, again, you can have a conversation with somebody who's got obviously not paying attention. And even those of you with a teenage driver, trust but verify, right? It's good to know. So let Darden Communications Consultants show you, whether it's through telematics, what I was just describing, a report you can get at the end of the day, or in-dash cameras or two-way communications, how you can run a better, more efficient, profitable business for just a fraction of what it would cost to pay somebody to do it. That kind of work. And not be nearly as efficient, by the way. You could find somebody who's really talented. They'd never be able to do the work the way Darden can for you. Online, you'll find them at DCCI.com. That's com with a double M dot com. Or again, 780-1112. Keith, we'll be with you in a second.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, our worst problem this afternoon is an accident on 65 northbound just before the Northern Boulevard. It's in the left lane near the center divider. You'll need to be in the right lanes to get past it, but it has traffic backed up on 65 northbound all the way to Fairview Avenue. We've also got a big backup in traffic on 85 southbound past South Union Street, folks trying to merge. It's just a big problem. It's going to be slow going getting out of downtown through the interchange this afternoon. A lot of congestion on the Boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound. The 31s are busy as well. Keep it here for more traffic updates. If you're looking for a Camry, Corolla, RAV4, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. And you're going to save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033. When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on.
Got to give the Braves credit, folks, in keeping up with this story. And it, as Rosie pointed out off the air a moment ago, it's really getting big. Mm-hmm. This decision by baseball to move the All-Star game, the Braves issued a statement expressing their incredible disappointment at this decision, as they should. There's a lot of, and it's not just money. The Braves didn't do anything to piss anybody off. If you have an issue with the law, vote or do what citizens do and get involved. The law is designed to protect voter integrity. It's not designed to keep anybody from voting. They just want to make sure you have an ID. Like we do here. That's it. But they've turned this into, like they do everything, it's racist, it's whatever. It's Jim Crow. They throw these words around like they actually know what they mean. They don't. So it may be possible to support the Braves. But where are the rest of the... I mean, where are... There's got to be somebody that owns a baseball team that has the guts to say this is unacceptable. Or who says, I'm going to sell my team. I don't want to be part of this group. Keith, you need a little more patience there, buddy. Sorry. Call back if you have time. We can take a request. One or two of them anyway at 272-9228. Here on Good Friday, it's I understand what Good Friday is. I did get vaccinated today, so that's one plus. And I want everybody to know that I did my homework on this. Nobody told me I had to get it. This was my decision. I talked to, gosh, I don't know, dozens of people that have gotten the Moderna, which is the one I got today. And I go back on the 30th for the second stab.
Well, I'm glad you did, man. Because, I mean, I like you. I want you to stay around.
You know, us old people, we're the most vulnerable, right?
Do
you think, honestly, that I would let the coronavirus kill me?
Hey, man, you never know, you know?
After all the other stuff I've survived.
You're going to die by cold.
You have a damn virus kill me?
Oh. Well, hey.
We were just talking outside, sharing a memory. You know, the grassy incline behind the mm-hmm. building? And that's part of the drainage into a big sewer that's right next to our parking lot. And this is one of the dumbest things. First of all, the people that did it, they deserve their credit for their share of the stupidity. They tried to take a three-segment, four-drawer file cabinet out the back door on a sidewalk that I'm barely able to fit in with 2 feet. and tried to take this massive, with it's filled too. All the stuff is still in it, the files, the paperwork, everything. Well, it tipped over and fell on the grassy incline. So me being the team player I am, I said, guys, I'll see if I can help you push it back up. So I get down, skid down to the bottom of the incline, then turn around and start trying to push up. And I've got my feet, I think I was wearing flip-flops too, which was even dumber. So I'm trying to push up on this. And look, Superman couldn't have come along and pulled this thing up. It was weighed a ton to get rid of it, to ultimately get it out of there. They had to take out every drawer and all the papers and bag it up and throw it away. But not before I tried to push it up, lost my footing, slid down the embankment so hard that I actually stood up against, with my back against the fence that separates us and I-85,
mm-hmm.
and then tilted right into the sewer. And the sewer, I don't know why it's this way, but the water cascades down this assembly of bricks. It's like somebody took a wall and put it there and used it as to funnel the water during a heavy rain. And I cut the crap out of my ankle on the edge of one of these sharp bricks.
Yeah.
And it took a couple of years. I could still show you the scar from that. But it was like getting flushed down a toilet. It really was, because it happened really fast. I mean, zoom, up, down. Boom. In less than like 3 seconds.
I can't believe you're on the ditch. That little hill is sharp, man.
And you I keep finding ways to maim myself where I garner very little sympathy. So let's see, Greg. You thought you could push a 600-pound or more file cabinet up by yourself.
Dude, it shows heart. You tried to help.
It shows
somebody.
Heartening of the arteries that lead to the brain is what it shows.
You're durable, man. You just bounce right off of it.
I must say that some of my angst is tempered by the loud protest of the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Good for them. They said what needed to be said. I think this commissioner is an idiot. Instead of focusing on, like, getting a new labor agreement so we don't have to have $300 million a year players going on strike at the end of the season and lockouts and all this stuff, nobody wants to hear that. We got people that are trying to feed their families after a pandemic. Nobody wants to hear play the violin for that center fielder that thought he deserved more than $30 million over 5 years.
Yeah, well, they've made it to where you can't afford to go to a game. It's, you know.
This is the thing. Baseball used to be, and it wasn't that long ago. I'm not talking about ancient times, friends, when a bleacher seat at Wrigley Field was a buck. I'm talking about when Janelle was a kid, I could take her to a Marlins game, and they had a fish tank, the upper deck. You could get $2 tickets, $5 for the adult. You had access to all the vendors and everything else, and the kids loved it, running back and forth, getting food, and I watched the game. And it cost $15 to get four kids and me into the ballpark.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, we went to my parents and my brother and I went to the Coliseum regularly when the Dodgers were at home. And my dad was
the Coliseum? That's like way back.
Yeah. And my dad was career Marine, and my mom was an aerospace worker. We weren't rich. You know, so for them, a family of four to go, It couldn't have been nearly what the prices are today, or we couldn't have done it. Plus, you had to drive from Orange County to L.A. to go to the game, you know? So it's ridiculous. They've priced the common person right out of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, what's benefited in the meantime is minor league baseball.
Yeah.
Because many of, and especially here in Montgomery, we've had players come through here that have had great major league careers.
Love the biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to go to a game.
I hope this does not hurt them. And their parent team, Tampa, is in Florida. And if you think Rick DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, is on board with this insanity, I think if baseball, I don't even think they'd call either Florida team, hey, can you host the game? because DeSantis would tell him where to stick it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You want to support anarchy? Fine. Go ahead. It's your funeral. But not on my, not on my, I got to believe his approval rating in Florida has to be astronomical. Because he, you know why? He puts Floridians first. He thinks about their well-being. Look at the nightmare the governors along the border are facing right now.
Ooh.
It is so out of control. You know, Joe Biden should be impeached for that. He is not, he swore to protect the country. Part of that is our borders. And he has let them become a massive hellhole. But it'll die down and they'll get to vote and show their appreciation later. That's all it's about, friends. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'll bet a few calls will come in to 277-2125 from people whose heat failed to work. And well, in the morning, we may be facing freezing temperatures. Yeah, it's still that time of the year. In fact, the latest freeze I think we've ever had is April 13th. So you'll still use it. But the big idea and the big picture is to become a Clark's Club member and get them out to make sure that your AC is ready for the summer ahead. And by that meaning it's running efficiently, that you won't be driving up your electric costs with a machine and a unit that hasn't been tuned or cleaned. They keep their eye out for things that can go bad, that can become expensive repairs. And it's only $159 a year, and you'll make that money back on saved electric costs. Your AC unit should last 20 to 30 years, minimum, if it gets TLC. Here, TLC means the love of Clark's. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Getting better at that.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, authorities are still working. Two accidents on 65 northbound just before the Northern Boulevard. Traffic still backed up beyond Fairview Avenue on 65 northbound and backed up to around Jackson Hospital on 85 southbound. Hard traveling if you're trying to get out of Montgomery on 85 or 65 today. Northern Boulevard looking good, though. If you can get to the Northern Boulevard, you can get on 65 northbound there, no problems. A lot of congestion around the boulevard this afternoon, and we have got a lot of traffic on Taylor Road. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Your new Toyota is waiting on you at Reinhardt Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama will expand the vaccine eligibility to everyone 16 and older next week. Governor Ivey says the new rule will take effect on Monday. She made the announcement Friday in Camden while touring a National Guard mobile vaccine clinic in Wilcox County. More than 1.1 million people have received at least one vaccine dose in Alabama. More than 660,000 are fully vaccinated. A death investigation is underway in Tuskegee after human remains were found Thursday. Police say the remains were found in the area of Alabama Avenue and Avenue B. Police have not released an identity or cause of death at this time. Selma police say two juveniles are behind bars after a shooting inside Selma High School Thursday. The school was placed on lockdown for about 45 minutes following a fight and a gunshot inside the building. The Dallas County District Attorney says there were no critical injuries in the incident. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go again. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, tonight will be very cold with clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 34 with more patchy frost. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as today, with a high temperature in the upper 60s, more sunshine. That's still well below normal. Easter Sunday looking just about perfect. High temperature up to about 74 with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Cute little marshmallow.
Aww.
That's the last time I'll be playing it until next Easter season. Here is Keith from Santuck.
Hey, Greg, I got a traffic report.
Okay, hang on while I get everybody's attention.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got?
If you are heading up Highway 9 towards Santuck at Williams Road and Pennell Chapel Church, there's been a wreck right there, so if you're heading up Highway 9 to the lake or to do a little early flea market shopping, just be careful. There's debris in the road.
Ooh, wow. Okay. It's a beautiful day. Certainly nothing like rain or anything else, but, man, I saw major wrecks on Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road on top of the bridge over 85 on the way in, and all of that made me late for my vaccination appointment at Adams Drugs. I left him plenty of time. I just don't understand it. It seems to me, since one of them was obviously a rear-end job, somebody just wasn't paying attention or speeding or weaving in and out. Especially by the East Chase entrance with all those things they have. Now, they put up...
That's ridiculous, man.
Rows and rows of sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah, you know, the kind that separate the lanes.
Now they're flat sticks.
Yeah. And when you drive by there, and I do every evening on the way home, it's funny to look at those and see all the ones that have been knocked out or scraped.
Yeah.
Crazy. I have to talk to Donnie Turner, see how many people have come over there for repairs from having run into that thing.
I didn't see it. Yeah,
anyway.
All the goats are in the fence, and all the cows are in the fence right now, so that's my latest.
Appreciate the call.
Right. Thanks, Keith. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Keith. I used to, for a while there, I was really into the Santuck flea market.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I loved going to stuff like that, man. Flea markets are great.
But I haven't been there in a long, long time.
Flea markets are good, man.
They are. I got nothing against flea markets.
Okay.
It was kind of a phase.
You played the peep song, right? And Rosie, I was listening this morning. Did you hear Katerra, right?
Yeah.
The metal band where the singing was the cats. Oh.
I love their cause. I think that's great.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And it's metal.
Yeah, I thought about you. I thought, well, the music's not my bag, but I love their cause. I'm down with it.
Oh, it's so good. And I thought of you, and then it was like, it's all going to a good cause.
Yeah.
And just like, yes, this is awesome.
For those of you who are wondering what we're talking about here, there is a band.
Katerra, right? Instead of Pantera, it's Katerra.
A heavy metal band fronted by cats. And they use the actual sound of cats in their music. The band's name is Katerra.
Not Pantera.
But the
Katerra.
Best part is 100% of the revenues they make go to a charity called Whiskers a Go-Go.
Yeah, I love that. I loved it.
When I said that this morning, I could almost see Rosie pulling out her checkbook. What was that again? Whiskers. Here are the Katerra.
Yeah.
God, they sound like they're in distress from the music.
Those are actually cats that were hungry, caterwauling.
Oh. Yeah.
So they're using the music. The music leaves a little to be desired. No, seriously, it was not like listening to Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, Styx. Here's Yazfan.
Hey, guys.
You're going to have to change your name.
Hey, I'm still a fan of Yastrzemski. I don't care. You know, I mean, yeah, the whole baseball thing sucks. But I still love my Red Sox, my old Red Sox. But, I was thinking you think all these cartoon characters out, like Pippi the Pew and all that, whatever. There is one character that will never have to worry about getting taken out by the left. That's Marvin the Martian. He's an alien. You know, they love aliens, right?
Yeah, you certainly have made a point on his behalf.
So he doesn't worry about that. He doesn't worry about getting, they love illegal aliens, so Marvin's set.
I don't think Marvin has anything to worry about.
Well, but anyway, yeah, baseball thing sucks, but what are you going to do?
Hopefully. Not watch, not support, I'm done.
Oh, I know. I'm not doing that either. I'm not doing that, but I just spent $125 on MLB TV, but oh well.
Well, I hope people cancel. That's one thing. If you do buy MLB TV, cancel it and tell them why.
Yeah.
Hit them in the pocketbook. That's all we can do.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Yasmin. Appreciate you.
Happy Easter.
Thanks, man.
I wasn't aware until this morning that there were people who were getting very self-conscious because at this time of the year in the spring, when the spores are sporing and the pollens are pollinating, that people are having coughs and sneezes and feeling very self-conscious about it. Well, here's a solution.
It's allergy season during a pandemic, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds so you won't sneeze. Well, now there's Sudacta Pandema Clarihista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine. Sudacta Pandema Clarihista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine helps you take control of your allergy symptoms. Sudacta Pandema Clarihista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also keep you from sneezing in a crowd and getting all those COVID looks.
No, it's just allergies. It's just allergies.
Warning, taking Sudacta Pandema Clarihista Zyrtec COVID Dimaflona Tapabenafine may cause drowsiness. Ask for it by name.
I think I saw the commercial for that stuff. It had a flying Frenchie.
That's the reason. And that is a flying Frenchie, not a pig. Crazy. Need flooring? Need great flooring and, abundant choices at a great price, a wholesale price, a real wholesale price. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Drop by there with the store open for a little while this evening, but open all day tomorrow on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers will welcome you to their incredible inventory, help you pick out what you want in the budget you're working with. You can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. And then arrange installation with one of the professionals that's worked with them for years. So from beginning to end, it all happens under the Georgia Floors Direct banner. And you can count on a guaranteed satisfactory result. Georgia Floors Direct. Look them up on Facebook. They got a great page full of decorating ideas and fun. And there ain't a better group of people running a business than Jeff Mallinson and that group over there on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. As we wrap up the final look at
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, they seem to have cleared the accidents on 65. We are still a little bit congested, but it's beginning to move a good bit. If you're in the backwash or still kind of rolling slow, you should brake here in a few minutes and be able to get where you're going. It's been a rough day on 65, without a doubt. We still got a lot of congestion on Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, and East-South Boulevard at Troy Highway really backed up there this afternoon. But we have no accidents at the moment. Everything seems to have been taken care of over the last few minutes or so. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka just a phone call away. In MLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket. All white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries and 7 mini biscuits. Fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Did you know that most adults with autism are unemployed, and a major hurdle is the lack of job opportunities? That's why Autism Speaks is teaming up with Lee Container, the J. Donald and Laurel Lee Family Foundation Fund, and Delivering Jobs to create a more inclusive workforce in the U.S. Are you an HR professional, community leader, or business owner? Join us in creating a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. To learn more, visit autismspeaks.org/employment.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
But we will be back Monday morning. Thank you, Seth Papa. Thank you, Rosie Brock. Thank you, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Happy and joyous Easter to all of you. I will try to calm down and be a better guy. Until then, thanks for watching us on.
Adios, muchachos.